This is the Motor Cop Chronicles podcast with the midweek news. Join your hosts, Iceman and Holstera, two law enforcement professionals ready to offer their unfiltered opinions on the latest news from the world of law enforcement.
No filters, no edits.
So be warned, the content may be upsetting to some listeners. Sit down and hold up. This may get a little bumpy.
I started that all messed up at first. I was going live and streaming and hadn't put the live stream up.
Yeah, I was looking. I didn't see anything.
So that was just a we start. Well, this got to go better from now on because I just fucked it up from the beginning. So we did the whole intro music, the you know countdown to it, stuff like that. I'm like, I wonder
for no apparent reason
we ain't getting anybody on the live stream or nothing. And I'm like, hold on, it's not showing us live on anything except for one thing. And I looked, I was like, I forgot to start streaming from the other stuff. Look now, and I don't have us on camera either.
Yeah.
So how about I put us up here? Oh, there's me, and there's you. If you got a backup, the top of your head stuff there.
Back. Well, I can adjust things. I told you.
No,
Jesus!
I told you have the top of your head. Look, there you go. See, I told you that earlier. So anyway, as you can see, I'm having to do discombobulation. We're a little early. We say it's not Wednesday. This is Tuesday. So I don't know. We got two people watching. I don't know who it is, but.
Me and somebody
else. You and somebody else. So we got two people here. Yeah. So Tuesday evening. Won't be on our regular Wednesday night. But as you see, I keep talking to him right there because Holstera came down to visit me finally after, I don't know, 15 years of talking to each other. We finally met in person. And he is actually here in the clubhouse, which he does need to sign the wall before he does leave. I'm glad I just thought about that. Yeah. So he is actually in the clubhouse finally, hanging out. We have been the reason I didn't put one out Sunday or nothing like that. Chuck came down. We gotta get here Saturday.
And he tried to kill me with Mexican food. He took me over there and was like, "Get drunk, eat burritos." I did, and I ain't recovered yet.
How you doing, Jason?
Hey,
glad
Jason.
You're here. Anyway. He came down Saturday, finally. So it's like a 10-hour drive for you to get here from your house. We did go eat Mexican and had a margarita. I got a bug. Mosquito flying in my face. Damn it. And they got a margarita tower there, which is, I don't know, it's like 84 ounces.
Or yeah, it's pretty easily 32 inches tall. It's like... Yeah.
It's a whole bunch of alcohol with tequila in it.
It's the size of a midget.
And we drank that up, and I did not know Holstera was not good with Mexican cuisine.
Or citric acids. Completely.
So the next day, he woke up or whatever with a stomach ache. So,
And since then, he's had me in the Iceman's Ice Palace.
The Cajun,
Jesus.
He's very cold-natured. We're going to have to get him a heat rock or something like that.
Yeah, change out these lights for heat lamps. Yeah, absolutely.
He's very cold-natured. But we've had a very interesting weekend. We did the Renaissance Festival in a local area, in the Hammond area, which is, if you've never been to a Renaissance Festival, go. It's quite fun.
Hell yeah.
It's quite expensive, but it's fun because everything in there is like $20 and up, it seems like.
It's all handmade by people that are real proud of their stuff. So,
but anyway, it's fun. People dress up in the period and try to talk like and stuff like that. And you'll see people dressed in a lot of stuff. Some of them shouldn't be dressed in.
No, it's like Walmart, but medieval times at times. And I could tell you, I think I like my camera at home better. This one makes me look fat.
Maybe you have a skinny filter on here or something.
Like quadruple chins. Waddling.
But then we went, that was Sunday, we went to the Renaissance Festival. Then Monday, we went out to the museum at Angola.
That was
State Penitentiary. You can't go in, but they have a museum that you can go in. We went there, and then after that, we went and ate at a place called the Francis.
Wonderful oysters. Delicious.
We had some charbroiled oysters and stuff there are delicious. He got to eat his his daughter really loves charbroiled oysters, which I was pretty shocked because she's a tiny tyke.
Yeah, she's sitting there eating them faster than I was. I was like, damn, calm down, man.
And then we went to the Myrtles Plantation. Yeah, any out-of-state people and stuff, you can go look. It's on, like, the haunted registry and all that stuff like that. We did go during the daytime, and I had Mrs. Holstera convinced of – I was given my own – I can't
his
do
own
this.
Rendition.
I gave my own rendition, like, as a tour guide through there, and I had her believing most of all the bullshit that was coming out of my mouth, that none of it was true because I was just making it up as I went. But it was quite funny. A lot of it's not PC, so we cannot repeat it on here at all because we would be thrown under the bus and run over several times.
And a lot of people don't realize it's like my beautiful wife is a she's from up north, Ohio, Michigan area, and has no idea about Southern history or culture. So I caught what he was laying down quickly, and she was just buying it hook, line, and sinker, and the kids were too. And I personally don't really do the ghost thing, but they kept saying there was voodoo and ghost and people missing their ears or something. I don't know. We didn't hang around because the tour.
We kind of missed it wrong at the tour time. We were going to have to sit around like for an hour waiting on the next tour.
Yeah.
And children, we just finished eating and children were being rambunctious. We weren't going to make a whole hour. So we just did our own self tour and I made up bullshit as we were going along.
And it ain't stopped. It was still going.
No, it was still going. So then today they had never been to New Orleans. Took them down to New Orleans daytime trip because I'm not going to New Orleans at night. Not anymore. It's still not a place for kids at nighttime. But we went and ate some beignets at the Cafe Du Monde.
Beignets. And some coffee.
And I had some coffee, and we went down Bourbon Street and looked at some shops. And
Tripped over homeless people and stuff.
Yes.
We had fun.
Well, your daughter did trade her half. She had half a cup of hot cocoa left from a hot chocolate left from Cafe Du Monde that was probably lukewarm or cold at the time, and she traded it to some homeless guy for some beads. So, but she didn't walk up to him.
He's respectful.
She was about to throw it in the trash, and he said, hold up, little girl. And we were all standing there, of course, and then he gave her some beads for used cocoa. So,
yeah, whatever.
And like you said, we stood in line for about 30 to 45 minutes to get that cocoa and the beignets. So it's a very popular place. You can look it up online or whatever. But beignets are delicious.
Well, you said it was the oldest.
One of the original places down there. So you have to eat there if you go there.
Hey, Jennifer.
Do not say my name, Jennifer.
Say my name.
Don't say my name. But we did that today, and then drove back. And in the morning sometime, not too early, but they'll be heading back to the great state of Florida. I think Ron Standards was looking for you or something.
Oh, probably. You know, I didn't see him in my emails this time.
We did not get any Karens with the whole mass shit or anything like that. Thank goodness, but
it did exist. You seen it on the doors and stuff.
Yeah, but anyway,
said
nobody
you had to be having your jab or you can't come in.
Yeah, some of the places are like that, but we didn't go into those places. But this episode, I might throw a new story in there, but this is going to be a guest wrote three stories in for us. Oh, before I forget, because I'm a little scatterbrained here. We had I'm going to read it out. It's not. Cold.
It's very cold.
It's not cold.
Very cold.
Floridians.
Yeah, I can't wait. That's actually the best part about Florida I miss is the sun.
The sun has been out.
Yeah, for about 30 seconds.
We did get another 5-star review, and they wrote us a review. I'm going to read it.
Jennifer, I do have a t-shirt now that shows my moobs.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I will be wearing that next time that I'm on this.
No, you'll get us kicked off. It's a t-shirt that looks like you have boobs hanging out.
I got it down at Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
It's not real. They're voluptuous. They're definitely not mine.
And they're perky.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, this You, look, you got me all discombobulated here. You know, anyway, this review was written by, I can't read, for some reason it won't pull up the whole name, but it says, Say Things, I don't know what else it was, but it's 5-star. It is from November 16th from a person calling himself Broken Jeffrey in the something. I don't know what it's, but Broken Jeffrey, you know who you are. I love listening to the Iceman and Holstera make fun of stupid people and say things like they are. One of the best podcasts that I follow. If you read this, Iceman, know that you make me and my dad's day as he is in law enforcement as well. I appreciate it, Jeffrey. If you email me at motorcopchronicles@gmail.com, I will send you some stickers and refrigerator magnet your way.
Hey, maybe Dad wants to come on and have a conversation with you.
Or if Dad wants to talk, I'll say, you know, I'll keep him anonymous.
Absolutely.
Anonymous. I can't speak this afternoon.
Anonymous.
Anonymous. I'll keep him that way. Or whatever. If you want to write some stories in or something. Like I said, I'm not going to say the guest's name. They're going to know who they are because they sent the stories in for us to read. So we're going to get started on that part. Of it, I'll say I am if I can get it pulled up. I'll do the first one. Now I just kind of glanced over them, so I'm going in this kind of blind. So
you got your glasses on, so
no, but I didn't like. I just kind of glanced over the stories. I didn't like really proofread them. So hopefully this person, you know who you are. Hopefully they're good stories, and I'm not gonna say it says stories from.
I seen that.
And I'm not putting that person's name out there because they know I won't do it. Anyway, his first story is, let's see if I can do it any justice. And Holstera, I don't know if you read them or not either, have you?
I just sent them 30 seconds ago.
Anyway,
not a
story
chance.
Number one. Let's see what we got, okay? Let's see what we got. It says, I remember. He remembered. I'm glad he remembered that he chose to work on New Year's Eve one year. Prior to being off of FTO. So he was gung-ho and really into it at that point. Because New Year's Eve is...
It's hot.
It's busy. I don't care if you're in a department of one person, two people, or a giant department. It's always busy. Shortly before midnight, which would be the New Year, they were dispatched to a horse in one of the bars. I'm going to read it again because I didn't misread it. They were dispatched to a horse in one of the bars in the downtown area. So there was, I need a horse sound because there was a horse in the bar. My immediate thought was this could be extremely dangerous because this was a very tiny place. And any time that I've been there, it was shoulder to shoulder anywhere you went.
Well, now it's hoof to hoof.
And, well... You know what could make it really dangerous? Did you see somebody slipping and falling in a big old horse?
Yeah, horse.
Big horse poop.
Patty. Yeah.
They don't make patties. Horse shit out like big giant rabbit turds.
Yeah, they do.
They're ground. Yeah. Cows make patties. And then when they dry up.
Shrooms.
Then when you dry up, you can pick them up and chunk them at people like Frisbees.
Our brains went two different directions.
No, we used to do that as kids. Then you get them ones that aren't completely all the way dry, kind of like a little moist center in them, like a molten lava cake. You chunk them at your friend when it hits them, it explodes, and they get wet cow shit on them.
You can tell we grew up in the South, yeah.
We did do that. Anyway, let's back to this story. This was this bar. If we were saying this bar, you know, shoulder to shoulder people. We got a horse in it. Of course. Once on the scene, we observed a dark-colored, full-size horse that had its reins draped over a post that looked as though it used to be for a handicapped parking sign. The horse was just standing there, patiently waiting for its owner. Well, that's not inside the bar.
No, we used to ride horses to the bar
all
the time.
I mean, it was a hitching post.
Yeah.
We went inside and asked the bar owner about the horse, and he told us who it belonged to and that he didn't have any problem with the owner walking it through the bar and said that we could leave because there wasn't any problem and he didn't want the police attention at his bar.
Good enough reason for me to go 10-8.
We kind of talked it over and decided that it really didn't violate any laws or ordinance, so we went back to the service. Well, sounds like case closed. Bar owner was fine with it. the horse was fine with it, and he didn't want the popo around fucking with his clientele.
Absolutely. I wonder if the horse had a name.
We haven't got to that yet.
This next part is pretty damn good.
Around, you're reading ahead. Stop it. Around 2 a.m., which I guess, I don't know, it's usually most places closing time.
It's closing time.
You know, what's that, Don? Got to make that last call.
Yeah.
That damn.
Can't stay Nat here. Keeps
bugging me. Around 2 a.m., we were called to a dark-colored horse running eastbound down the center of the road that led into the country. We went out and located the horse that was nearly invisible in the unlit road until you were right up on top of it, trotting down a 40-mile-an-hour road. How fast was the horse going?
I'm sure. He was trotting at 40 miles an hour? It's a 40-mile-an-hour road.
He didn't say the horse was trotting there. I'm just thinking, it's impeding the flow, I guess. We thought that we were going, what we are going to do about this? We slowed down behind it and turned our lights on to warn those behind it. I thought maybe you were making traffic stop on the horse. Did you use your siren or the air horn? Don't do that. It could spook the horse.
Yeah, he'll run even faster.
But they were using their lights to warn oncoming and upcoming traffic that, you know, so they didn't, horse didn't get run over. We then asked another unit to go to the bar and locate the owner and get him to get the horse under control. Was the horse out of control, or was it just going home?
He's going for a walk.
He's just going home. Yeah. He's tired of waiting.
Yep. Old Clyde didn't like that hitching post.
Well, maybe the owner was on the horse.
Negative.
Or fell off the horse because he was drunk.
That's what I was thinking. Keep reading.
The other unit was able to get the owner and catch back up with us and get ahead of the horse. I'm just glad nobody tried to pit the horse.
Well, they did have the lights on.
I know. They were in hot pursuit. It was, they wasn't horsing around.
No, not at all. Nay to that, nay.
The owner was then able to get the horse stopped. He jumped out and said, "Stop, horse." And the horse went, whoosh, and stopped and under control. Was this horse out of control? It sounded like he knew where he was going.
Right.
As he was turning to go southbound down another road that led up to a four-way busy intersection. So the owner told us that the horse must have decided that he was done standing there. Well, I guess he was. He was tired of standing there. You in there getting your drink on.
Why wouldn't you just let the horse hang out inside the bar?
Lifted his head up and cleared the post and decided he was ready to go home. The horse knew his way home, but he doesn't use any regard for stop. I mean, how many stop signs does this horse run?
I don't think that.
If a horse is running a stop sign with no rider on, is that like trying to pull over a Tesla that don't have nobody driving it when you use that come to me mode or something?
I am waiting on the first ticket that's ever mailed to Tesla.
I mean, what you gonna do with the horse though? I mean,
you can't do none of that.
Who's gonna get the horse?
It's the same thing. If an alligator walks through a red light,
it's a horse. I mean, it's is breaking the law.
Yeah, well, you know. There's many a joke start off with a horse in a bar.
Since it was New Year's Eve, and unfortunately no one was harmed. Fortunately no one was harmed. I was about to say, damn, man.
He likes shit to get tore up.
We called no harm, no foul. I mean, you threw a flag on the play, then you did an instant replay, and you took it back, right?
Yeah, that's what it seems
like. That's what it seems like to me. And I don't even like football, so but I'm using that analogy.
I like horses.
I do like horses. I'm glad the horse wasn't hurt. They let the owner ride the horse the rest of the way home and asked him not to ride the horse to the bar again. Well, how do you know? Did the horse owner ride the horse to the bar? Because maybe he got DWI before and had a new driver's license.
Or
did he just like his horse a whole lot?
We had a guy in a small town that I was in that straight up, he had like 6 DUIs, so he didn't have a license. And he would ride the horse, and you know, one day he actually fell off the horse, and then the deputy got him drunk in public.
Aaron said, "What is this Tuesday show noise?" Aaron, you missed the beginning of it. That's because I didn't do nothing Sunday, because Holster and his family came into town Saturday. And
he's been trying to kill me.
I have not been trying to kill you. He thinks I'm trying.
It is an icebox.
It's Mexican food. Mexicans does not and kill people. I mean, it's just Mexican. And anyway, he's been in town. We've been busy sightseeing. We went, you know, We went to a Renaissance Festival. We went to New Orleans. We went to Angola Prison. We went on a haunted plantation. So we've been busy. So we decided he's leaving to go home tomorrow. And I know he's going to be tired, so we decided to do it tonight.
Yeah, but if you figure out, because it takes 24 hours.
And also, we for people that are listening, you get this far into it, if you go and follow, I can't do it on YouTube tonight because it's not going to let us yet. It's got to be approved. I submitted. We are going to do our first show. We'll try to do it live on the Liberty, Freedom, and Whiskey podcast, which is going to be our political stuff, which we got all kind of shit to talk about on that. But we're going to try to do our first maiden virgin episode. Not virgin, voyage.
Yeah, it's not virgin. it's not a virgin. No, it's a few times.
Yeah, I mean, we've had our fingers in it, stuff just like that.
Spit and so not swallow. Yeah, you know, that kind of deal. Like, mm-hmm. I need one of these mics.
So,
this thing is amazing.
That's a nice mic, ain't it? I told you. Don't open your mouth that way. But that's why we're here tonight, and we're just reading over some stories that one of our club members sent us. And we were talking about this poor horse. I'm just glad this horse made it. And no tickets were rendered or issued, and the horse made it home safely, even after running some red lights.
Still want to know.
He was unruly, obviously, because they kept saying to get the horse under control.
Well, I love the fact that the horse was actually going home.
The horse said, fuck you, Cletus. Yeah, you can walk your ass home. I'm going. I'm done. Mama horse is waiting for me at the house. You're going to get me in trouble. I'm going home.
Yep. You promised oats.
It would have been funny if old Cletus would have come. I don't know if the guy's name is Cletus or not. I think
works for me.
Name. But Cletus would have come out stumbling drunk thinking it's time to go home, and what's he going to call Grand Theft Auto? Grand Theft Horse? But the horse said, fuck you, and went home.
I think it's wrestling.
Yeah. Horse wrestling.
Yeah. They hang people for that stuff.
I don't know.
But, yeah, that's, yeah. I couldn't imagine. Then where the hell is he going to go? Not like you just randomly called Uber in the middle of the sticks back then.
No, I don't think they had that.
Anything's possible.
Could you call it Uber Horse? Like another horse? I don't know.
I'm going to create that now, Uber Horse. First, I got this Duke's sauce. It's delicious.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We went out and ate a place tonight called Duke's. And,
it can make anything taste delicious.
Yep, put it on a turd.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
Delicious turd. It was not a turd. It was good.
No, I mean, it was good.
Delicious. Yep. All right, read this second. Story number two.
All right. Around 2014, I remember being dispatched on a domestic disturbance with shots fired. This was called in by a realtor that was showing a house across the street and heard lots of yelling and screaming coming from the house across the street from them.
Hold up.
And heard a...
Was she showing the house at the time this happened? Because that could be a really bad selling point.
Yeah, that's probably why they did it. Because I know anytime anybody's looking at the house across the street from me, I'm usually walking around in like spandex.
Yeah, it's got to be. That would make me not want to move there, too.
Right, exactly.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, but I think she was showing the house. Otherwise, why the hell was she there? That's just weird. Heard a pop, pop, pop. And then nothing else or no movement from the residence. I was first on scene and met with my realtor.
No, she met with the realtor, not his realtor.
Met with the realtor and the couple that he was showing the house to.
Well, that answers my question.
And they were positive that they indeed heard the yelling and screaming from a male and female in a very heated argument, and then heard gunshots.
I want to know how they knew if that was their pronouns or adjectives.
This is probably
verbs.
This is probably in the time that land has forgotten. Normal America. Okay. So, a heated argument, and then heard a gunshot. I forgot the S. And I confirmed with them many times that it was just in that order. Pop. Pop, pop. The thing that occurred to me quickly was that a murder-suicide would likely result in numerous shots and just one. So hearing one shot and then two more quickly would change the dynamics. That's it.
No, I know what happened. The person killed themselves and then shot their spouse twice.
No. It's probably somebody just playing with firecrackers. But I don't think I would keep reiterating this.
I don't know if they went. Maybe they had Mexican food and had gas. A really tight butthole. It was just popping.
I've been having that problem this week. Yeah. Anyway, I don't think as a realtor, I would be bringing this up time and time again. Are you sure you heard a pop? Pop, pop? You know what I mean? Like, are you sure you heard the yelling and people wanting to kill each other? Is that what we wanted? I probably wouldn't bring that up with people that wanted to buy the house.
Oh, I think at that point, the house deal was probably just done.
I don't know. That's my kind of neighborhood. I like people that know how to handle their shit. Anyway, once another unit made the scene, I took position at the front of the residence using a car as cover. My partner went to the side of the house and pounded on a sidewall to get attention to the front of the residence. Seconds after him knocking, a male came to the front door and walked outside. He quickly saw me, and at gunpoint, I gave him orders to get on the ground. He complied quickly, and after he was secured, I entered the residence still at gunpoint and quickly found his girlfriend just inside the residence wearing nothing but a shirt that didn't cover her lower section and a busted cell phone right in front of her. I put her on her knees and handcuffed her behind her back. Continued.
Well, was he making an arrest or was a porno? Shit. I mean, what are we talking about?
I don't know, but the more I read this, this guy should be a novelist. I'm liking his story.
Hold on, I got the music for the we got to play the music. Getting a little excited. Here we go, yeah. All right, keep going.
Got so the there point. You go. She was wearing nothing but a shirt. Didn't cover her lower section. Busted cell phone right in front of her. I put her on her knees and handcuffed her behind her back. Continued clearing the house. Next, I discovered an infant seated in the bouncer. Now this shit's getting weird with that music. Turn it off. Okay. Well, the baby's in a bouncer by himself in the bathroom on the floor. He was fine. After clearing the house, we got the male and female back together in the house and found that they were just arguing. And then she got mad and slammed one of the doors several times. And in retaliation for her rage, he broke her cell phone. This was the end of the argument, and nothing physical occurred. No marks on either of them, and the baby was just fine. This one stuck with me for a while. I wouldn't change my tactics, but based on someone claiming that they heard gunshots in the residence after a verbal altercation, I took a man out of his home at gunpoint and then entered his home to his naked girlfriend and placed her in handcuffs on her knees on the living room floor. And they had no idea why I was even there in the first place. Maybe they thought he was a stripper. All right. And being treated like this in their home until it was all over. I'm glad that it turned out to be nothing and they were understanding of what happened. But it's a messed up world that we live in. I could do voiceovers with this.
I would love
to hear me read dirty books.
No, I can do it has nothing to do with you. And I think you're turning yourself on, but
I am.
No, I mean, somebody slamming a door and somebody thinking it sounded like gunshot. That's kind of all right. Are you sure that you didn't get duped on this one and somebody popped off a few rounds, they were pissed off and didn't realize what they just did and realized how much trouble they were going to get into?
No.
Because pop, pop, pop is not, that door, I don't know.
I've had my kids do that. They slam it once and it goes wham, and then they open it and slam it two more times.
Yeah, but wham and pop. They said pop.
But
pop, pop.
Okay, are we talking about rural individuals, or are we talking about city folk?
After city folk, they
because let me let me help you. We both understand this. Somebody from San Francisco, here's pop, pop, pop. It's not the same.
Well, they'll just think somebody's losing their ass virginity. Or
exactly.
Like,
well, somebody popped a cherry. Anyway, no, down here in the South, when we can usually tell. And even then, it's either firework or gunshot. But most of the time, we're good enough to nail the gunshot.
Well, talking about the pop, 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 I was actually out writing a ticket not too long ago, like a week or so ago, and my favorite stretch of interstate, and people, I guess, were sighting, and it's starting to get around hunting season. It's starting to get cold and stuff, and an elevated part of the interstate in a very wooded, swampy area. And people were shooting guns. You could hear they were close, and you get, but the people I pulled over were city folks, not from around, not even from Louisiana. Well, I'm sitting out there writing tickets, and you hear, pow, I mean, just loud, just rifle shots, like two or three of them going off. And they just kind of, I looked at them, their eyes got really big, and they looked at me. I said, somebody missed. Turned around and walked off of my unit. He come back with their ticket. They just, I think it's hunting season, honey. It's going to be all right. I mean, they were freaked out. I just looked at them because they looked at me all scared. I said, somebody missed. I don't know if they, I mean, I meant the animal, not us.
Yeah, right.
It's like, but yeah, they were like all freaked out and shit. So that was, yeah, but I don't know. I'm not, I'd love to wish you'd have followed up, see if the people bought the house or not.
Yeah, you got to let us know. I don't know if you went back. Do you live in the neighborhood?
I mean, I might ask for a discount.
Yeah, at that point. But then again, do you really want new neighbors that just assume that people are getting murdered and call the cops?
I don't know.
I don't.
They're kind of nosy already.
Yeah, huh? I don't like neighbors that call the cops. I'd rather them just, as long as I'm not bothering them, just shut up. That's my neighbors.
All right. Well, pop, pop.
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 The next romantic story.
It was one pop and then two pops. Pop, pop. All right. Well, we're going on to story number three. This is a little closer in year range. It says this happened in 2019. It says, I remember. I'm glad you did remember. If you didn't, we wouldn't be reading this story right now, would we? Says, I forgot. I remember being dispatched to a stolen bicycle from one of the libraries in town. Well, must be nice because most of our libraries don't get utilized. You'll drive past and I don't even think the librarian showed up because you don't see a car in a parking lot.
Ours do because they have free Wi-Fi.
Well, that's it. See, Joe Biden, fuck it. That's free Wi-Fi out there.
Hey, now, stop, there's another podcast for that, sir.
Okay, yeah. What's going on? This was at the beginning of the shift, and I stayed for the shift briefing. Not in a hurry to get there. Well, I guess not. Grand Theft Pedal is not a major case, unless it's one of them real expensive bicycles. But if it was parked at a library, I doubt they'd have to need free Wi-Fi.
Did you just say library?
I said, did I say it, library? I said library.
Is that a dirty book library?
No, that's you trying to do your the last story. Once in my car, I read the run comments again. And I read that the adult male complainant was on the scenes awaiting my arrival. Well, do I need to put the porn music back on again?
Burner.
And that his unsecured green huffy duffy mountain bike with extra large tan seat with the nut cut out stabilizer. No, I'm just making all that shit up right now. But it did say unsecured green mountain bike, but I just, you know, with a large tan seat. But they do make them seats that's got the nut cut out because when you ride them things long enough, them regular seats up, them things make your balls go to sleep. It's like, my balls fall asleep sometimes riding a motorcycle. And it feels funny when your balls ever fell asleep and you got to get up and walk like you done pulled somebody over and you don't want to be like wiggling around with your nut sacks.
I mean, I was never a motor unit, but I rode a bike. I mean, yeah, you got to do the kind of
horseman walk. Yeah, you're jiggling a little bit. You want them, yeah, but anyway. Anyway, this bike was green and had a large tan seat, and it was stolen from the library just minutes after he parked it in the bike rack. Yeah, that was that masked bicycle theft person.
Bad thing it wasn't the one where they put the airbags underneath the seats. I love those.
As I was approaching the library, I just happened to observe a public transit bus coming up the street just behind the library, and it had a bicycle on the front rack.
Oh, you can't make this shit up.
I quickly observed that it was indeed a green mountain bike. A green mountain bike with a large seat with the nut cutout part on it.
And a big banana seat.
No, you can't have a banana seat and the nut cutout seat.
Have you never heard of a banana ones. Hammock seat?
No, it's you can't have both. It's either banana seat or the nut seat. And I'm going with the nut seat.
Oh, okay. You like them hot nuts. I understand.
I flagged the bus through the stop sign to turn right and stop in front of the library where I activated my emergency light to stop the bus. It just so happened that the next stop for the bus was right where I stopped it. So did the bus actually listen to you, or you just, you know, the bus just like, fuck it, I've got to stop here anyway. So
you ever notice them city bus drivers don't really give a shit anyway?
Would you? You ride around a bunch of, I'm not saying everybody, don't get me wrong, people here. I'm not saying that all people that ride city buses stink, but I'm saying a majority of them do. They got some stinky-ass people in public transportation.
It's not only always the best people. We understand people are down on their luck, but some of the individuals.
Yeah, we saw some homeless people today that was sick. Actually, today, I'm going to cut into the story here, since public transportation. Host Eric can verify it. For some reason, I got this. Let me see if you can see it here. Move this out of my way. You can't see it, really. See my shirt? It says, "Don't be a cocksucker." It's got a big cock and a sucker on.
Everybody
anyway,
loves
for
it.
Some reason, homeless people really like my t-shirt. I got offered to trade shirts with several homeless people
and
today.
He still thinks that the female is an actual female.
That one was a girl, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, sir. There's not a
it was a girl. Anyway, I had homeless people want my shirt. Two females. Homeless people were in my shirt.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Excuse me, I had a little yawn.
Constantly. It was like we could walk by them and about 30 seconds later it hit them. Because if the images, you got to put it together. Cock, suck.
Yeah, and I had one of them say, that's a chicken pop. I said, chicken pop. I looked down and said, chicken pops are delicious. So I said, you ever had a chicken pop before? You ought to practice.
Well, that one woman that came up to read it, she was like, oh, she looked at it and she goes, oh, I can't read that out loud. That's inappropriate.
As children around, yes.
I was like, they're my kids. Trust me, they've heard a hell of a lot worse. Children
around. But anyway, yeah. So that just made me think because homeless people wanted me to swap shirts with them today, and that wasn't going to happen.
Come on, man. We're going to call the SWAT team to the bus scene.
Okay.
This guy.
Going back to the bus. I mean, it's got that friggin' large tan seat was like,
yeah,
it.
Banana hammock.
As I was walking up to the front of the bus, the complainant who was at the bus stop started yelling at me. I'm just adding, started telling me about his bicycle that was stolen. I motioned for him to walk to the front of the bus, and the bus driver gassed it and ran over my complainant, killing it. No, I just added that on there also. It just sounded, it's more dramatic.
I mean, hell, that story took a weird turn.
I mean, yeah, it was just more dramatic.
The bus driver jacked his shit. Yeah, it was Christmas time.
Yeah, and the bus driver was psychotic and didn't like people with, you know, stopping his bus.
A city bus driver.
Anyway. I motioned for him to walk to the front of the bus with me and asked him, "Is this your stolen bicycle, sir, on the front of this city bus?" And as mystified as you can imagine him being, he stated that, "Yes, sir, yes, my lord, indeed, this is my bike.
My regular mode of transportation.
This is my bicycle, my hero." The complainant then turned and kissed me. No, I just added that too. He turned to me and said, "I don't know how it could be on the front of this bus." Well, I'm seeing where this is going here, because this dude probably has a little pack of cards he carries with him that tells him how to get back to his house.
Yeah.
My name is Fred and I like beans.
Yeah, in law enforcement we call that a clue. I would probably start with the bus driver.
No, I'm not thinking that either.
No, I wouldn't let anybody off the damn bus.
No, I'm not thinking that's how the bike got on there.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The guy rode the bus.
I'm thinking the guy parked his bike in the bus rack in front of the fucking bus. And
right,
the
and bus got drove. Off the bus.
No, that he rode his bike to the library, saw the bike rack on the bus, and parked his bike on the bus. Y'all, you get what I'm saying? Let me finish.
No, not exactly.
I'm getting this.
He rode the bus from his domicile to the library, forgot to take his bicycle off the front of the bus, and then went in the library and called the police, and they found it on the front of the bus. We're guessing here. We're grasping at straws.
Just didn't read the story. It's the first time reading the story, so I'm just making shit up. I like to kill a bus driver myself. He turned to me.
Giggity.
He stated that, yes, indeed, this was my magical bicycle. He turned to me and said, I don't know how it could be on the front of this bus. And we looked up, and the bus driver had red eyes and said, this is Satan. No, because it was just there in the bike rack. At this time, another unit heard me stopping the bus. Drove up code, pulled his gun. No, I'm joking. And that it had a... The bus, and it had the green bike on the front of it and made the scene with me. My backup unit then took the complainant's information. When I boarded the bus and questioned the bus driver, and he said, fuck you, cop, get a warrant. No.
I work for the city too, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. Paying my own salary.
Oh, shit. Trying to knock
as he knocks the whole table over. And... The bus driver, I asked him, who placed this magical green mountain bike with the fancy large tan seat on the front of your bus, sir? And the bus driver pointed to the passenger that placed the bicycle on the front of the bus, who was seated in the third row. This was a mean-looking man with a black fedora, a purple jacket, with curly, wavy hair. No, that's not on there either.
Got his pimp hand.
No. Called himself Prince. No, I then went and spoke to this gentleman. How do you know he was a gentleman? Why don't we call him a perp? A nasty bike thief. He stole the magic green bike.
He pulled the Crocodile Dundee. By golly, she's not a Shayla.
And this gentleman, this bike thief, thievery...
Oh, this part gets good.
Stated that he had just purchased this bicycle at the grocery store about 5 miles away. Well, if you purchased the fucking bike, why are you riding a bus?
Because maybe it was rural. I want to ride a bus.
Hey, rural places don't have public transportation. Anyway, he said he bought this bike 5 miles away. From where we were.
What a coincidence.
And from some guy who just happened to be selling it for
five whole dollars.
Now, how,
five big ones.
How can you buy a magical green mountain bike
for cheaper than a McRib?
A large tan nut seat with the Ooga horn.
Ooga.
In that. And the tassely things on the handlebar.
I like the tassels.
With Pee Wee Herman's signature on the back fender for $5.
Five whole dollars.
Still shaking my head at this.
Yeah, he's like, bullshit, dude.
I asked my backup, you got your taser?
Tase until he tells the fucking truth.
Give it here. They're not going to ask me why my shit's been discharged.
Yeah, I'm going to use your APHIS discharge, yeah.
I asked my backup to stay with this man. Oh, so now he's just a man. He's not a gentleman anymore. He's just
a
man who purchased this $5 bicycle. Stay here with him. Stay with him. Stay with him on the bus. And I went to the library to see if they had any video evidence of this situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After obtaining a search warrant from the CISLB, that is the Library Secret Service Police. The librarian was quickly, very quick.
Super quick.
To show me the video of her naked.
Oh,
with Granny. Yeah. No, I'm joking. Cause, I mean,
you ever seen them without their glasses on?
Nah.
Put their hair down.
I like the face nipples myself. What? Yeah, some big moles that grow off of them. You can just like flick it like a nipple on their face. You don't have to take the shirt off.
You watch old Disney movies about the witches and get excited, don't you?
I do. It's some face nipples.
Oh, dear God. Yeah. Chop them off. Guacamole.
Yep. I like the big ones, too, because then you can get my Hot Pocket. If you don't know about Hot Pockets, go back and listen to previous episodes. You'll find out what I'm talking about when I say I like Hot Pockets.
Yeah, I crawl up in one, get warm right now. This ice box.
It's not cold in here.
No, this room's actually nice now that you turn the ice fan off. Now know now why they all call him the Iceman.
Anyway, shows the video of the complainant riding his bicycle up to the library and parking his bicycle in the bike rack and getting off of it to go return books he had gotten. In 2019, who the fuck actually gets books out the library?
Sir, maybe he was wanting education.
God, you can get...
You know, I remember when I was a child, that's
Pornhub.
Store...
That's where your education comes from now.
That's where they stored education in the library. Not Pornhub, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Not giving any shout-outs.
We're not Pornhub, yet. No. Do not go home and say, you know, slap your wife in the face and tell you, yeah, bitch, suck it more. And try to make her gag or something. That's not...
That could be misconstrued as domestic violence.
I see that on Pornhub. Look, it's not real, people, okay? Pornhub is not real. Do not go home and slap your wife and call her a bitch and tell her to gag, okay? You're going to end up in a divorce and handcuffs.
Not always.
Or she might bite your cock off.
Just make her sign a non-disclosure agreement and record it from a hidden camera.
No, well, you have to, not no more. Don't be putting shit up there that you didn't got permission
to. That's why I said an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement. You need those filled out fully.
All right, let's finish with the story since we went from Pornhub to bicycle to Pornhub. Another camera showed the complainant on his way into the library as he passed the man on the bus who claimed to have purchased the magical green mountain bike with a very large tan nut seat on it at the grocery store, walking out of the library. And it showed on videotape, he stopped. He put his hand up to his face and said, look at this magically green bicycle with the large tan seat.
In the nut pouch.
I must have this bicycle.
And the danglies.
Magically. The magical seat on it. The man stole the bicycle.
No.
He was observed. Stole it. Observed that the bicycle was unsecured. Took it. He hopped on it. Like a little jackrabbit. He hopped on that bike. He's lucky he didn't have a magical seat on it. Because he would have been like... That's what they should. You just take your magic seat off of it. It'd been a bike pop.
He bought it.
He hopped on it and quickly.
For $5.
Quickly pedaled it away.
This is all fake.
In the direction of the grocery store. So it's half true. Once at the grocery store.
He sold it.
He went straight to the bus stop and waited. He then loaded the magic bicycle onto the bus rack and didn't give any thought to the public transit bus route bringing him right back to the place he stole it from.
Dumbass.
And that he would be arrested.
It's the reason they call them criminals.
Yeah, this one was simply a matter of being in the right place at the right time and karma prevailing. And Pee Wee Herman got his magic bicycle back.
Actually, that was an entire movie. They did about that.
Yeah, about that man. Yeah, that fat kid stole Pee Wee's. Yeah.
Well, he wasn't a kid, but yeah.
Well, the fat grown man playing a child. It was very pedo movie, it seems like. Thinking of it now, that's a very pedophilic movie.
The only good thing that came out of that movie was the song Tequila, okay?
I don't know. I mean, that was a pretty cool bicycle.
Oh, it was.
It wasn't green, though. But this guy had a magic. This was a green magic bike. Magical bicycle.
Going back to the shroom.
I just want to know why the guy. I bet you did you go and buy this guy a fairy chain so he could secure his magical bicycle next time he went and returned his copy of Harry Potter.
That is a true statement, because I can tell you what, I don't know when the last time you got a call about a stolen bicycle is.
I'm a motor cop. I don't take stolen bicycles.
Okay, well, I was a regular patrolman. And I can tell you, the odds of getting your bicycle back after it's been stolen is like one in a million. You need to lock them up. They don't just come back. Usually they spray paint them or sell them.
No, this bike came back. Well, magically.
It's a magical bike.
Magical bike, yes. Okay. From the man. I would have said, I want my $5 back too, bitch.
Hell yeah, I want a refund, homie.
Because I'm going to have my magical.
Reinstated.
Extra large, tan, nut bicycle seat. Nut.
Banana hammock.
No. It's the ones that your nuts can swing free on you and balls don't go to sleep on. On my bicycle. I need it. I need it on my bicycle. And did this bicycle have the fancy-dancy blinkety red light on the back of it?
Well, I hope it did. Otherwise, we would confiscate that bicycle.
Well, not here we would. I'm just saying, I want to know. Did it have the...
You don't have motor vehicles?
Yes, but I'm not fucking with people on bicycles unless they're just being totally stupid.
Why not? That's where you find all your drugs. They have backpacks, don't they? It's where they hide the dope.
I work in mostly country areas. Most of the people riding bicycles out here, if they're on a bicycle, they can afford fucking dope. These motherfuckers are like that. They licking crack glass because they can't afford the whole rock.
Brother, these people
are smoking pea gravel. Okay, they're not even. They can't afford real crack. It was so bad the other day. Look, the poor people. The economy has gotten so bad.
They were breaking up lime.
The economy has gotten so bad. We had to break up a thing. This guy tried to smoke this other guy's crack when he bent over and his crack was showing because his pants wasn't all right. The guy stuck a lighter to it and tried. I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm trying to smoke some crack." We had to call the boo-boo wagon. The man's anal hairs were singed. I mean, it was a whole ordeal. We had the Narcan, the other guy that smoked the crack.
He OD'd on the crack?
He OD'd on the crack. I think it was, I don't know if it was the methane or it was that bean he ate. I'm not real sure.
He got it at that Mexican restaurant down the road.
Don't eat ass beans. It will, you'll have to, it's bad. It's a bad thing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Those stories were written very well.
They were written.
Thank you. I know we made light of it and cracked jokes and stuff. But send more.
I hope you enjoyed my rendition of your story. I did enjoy them. I'm not making fun of your stories. I appreciate you sending them in. It just makes me more fun, I guess. And it's late as fuck. And
I was loving the second story. That was.
Yeah. Well, I want to know if she sold the house.
I just want to. I mean, he walked in and she was naked. Did she cover herself?
Well, and you could have put in there was she a good looking naked call, or was she a hot pocket girl?
We called them either uniform or hot tote or
no
hotels.
Hot pocket girl.
Hotel was hot. Uniform is ugly.
I'm gonna throw another story in here since we're talking about it. Me and Mo, I had an old buddy of mine, old ex partner. He's a defective. Now he's a defective, but anyway, old motor partner. Me and him got along great. Loved him. One of my better partners I enjoyed working with. Anyway, we had a call, single vehicle crash, car in a ditch, basically. Well, we get there. This little girl comes bebopping up, spraying her mid-20s somewhere. She's what we call trailer park sexy.
All right.
She was attractive, but she kind of low clay. We call that trailer park sexy.
You know, if you knocked her up, your life's over.
Yeah, well, gotcha. Anyway, old trailer park sexy comes be bopping up and her little shorty shorts on. And we notice her little shorty shorts, they like unzip and wide open.
Her brother just got done.
They are like right above her little hoo ha area right there. We're like, dang, look at it. We kind of looked at each other, hit that look, like, oh, well, trailer park sexy. Of course, my partner looked there and said, "What happened to you? Got in that wreck? What happened? I was knock your pants off or something?"
She looked down. No. I just went and took a shit in the woods, and I just forgot to zip my pants. He's like, zip them. Just zip them up. He's like, she just fucking totally ruined this whole experience for me.
She probably thought it was
because she just, you know, she just said, I just got wind shit. He's like, but he's like, just that fast. Like, just zip your pants up. You just, you know, just ruined it for me. So, trailer park sexy girl. Fucked it up.
Okay. That was the end of that one. I want to revisit something. That baby was locked in the bathroom at a bouncer. And that domestic call.
Maybe it was pooping.
Dude, it was... No. It's an infant in a bouncer. They had it locked in the bathroom by itself. While the mom was laying on the floor naked.
Where was her... They were fucking.
You think so? Well, he wasn't naked. And as soon as they tapped on the wall, he came running right outside and surrendered.
Maybe she, I don't know.
Maybe she was waiting for the officer. Did he cover up?
I don't know.
Or did she cover
it, up? It didn't say.
Did she say that he liked to watch?
I don't know. There's
these late night episodes are getting crazy, guys.
You're going to have to
listen to Holster's rendition of that story, part two.
You're just going to have to put us up in the second half of it. Anyway, we actually got a whole hour out of three stories. I didn't think we were. I thought I was going to do about 30 minutes.
Because we're here in the icebox.
Go figure. It's not cold in here.
It's getting called the icebox now.
It's still not. No. It's the clubhouse. But anyway, if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, send me an email. Hit me up on Facebook. We'll keep you anonymous. If you have any stories you would like for us to read, which you see we do such a great job of it.
Absolutely.
And just email us, motorcopchronicles@gmail.com. I'm going to keep you anonymous and read these stories up. And
he'll keep you entertained.
We'll try to keep you entertained as much as we can. Like and subscribe. Hit the bell if you're on YouTube.
Ding.
Follow us on Facebook. And I don't know, everybody... this one's been really fun.
Oh yeah,
you know
we're going we don't live down the road.
Nope, we're gonna actually. I don't know how many people, if anybody's gonna watch the other one. We're gonna do it, and it's gonna be our maiden voyage on the other podcast. So if you don't catch us live, go listen on the podcast platforms once it gets approved, because it takes a little while.
But
go follow us on Facebook. Also, go like it on YouTube. There's a channel there. There's just nothing on it yet. Okay, so be safe, watch your back, watch your partner's back.
And everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, we forgot to do it. We forgot to do it.
Hot nuts. It was the bicycle bitch that stole it for $5.
Yeah, I'll give them that. Let me find my nuts. Oh, and by the way, I didn't forget, Aaron did send me a picture of, he found a little bag of hot nuts, and he ate some hot nuts.
Delicious.
So don't be eating my nuts, Aaron.
I'll tell you right now, anything down here in the wonderful Cajun country is hot. It's fucking hot.
I'm hot. Anyway, the bicycle man gets the hot nuts.
Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts. Hot nuts. I've got nuts for sale.
And we're gonna be out. Remember to smile, because the Iceman could always be behind you.
Later, everybody.
And I don't have no, I always played my old exit music, which I'm not allowed to do anymore. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Eat some turkey. Don't eat too much turkey. Don't eat nothing with vinegar in it, because that is douche food.
I find it delicious.
Said I got this, none of this radio pop shit. I drop this, turning back the clock to rock shit. I cop it, said knock knock, I'm on this. I'm hot bitch, like a hot bitch, it's topless.
I walk in, I got this, radio drop this. Hot shit, just watch this, I fucking promise. Troll it, do not miss your chance to cop it.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.